With Cap Radio News, I'm Chris Feltz. Sacramento native and Jesuit High School grad Liatu Latu can now officially be called an NFL player.
With the 15th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Liatu Latu, defensive end, UCLA.
Latu was the first defensive player to be picked in last night's draft, which saw a record 14 consecutive players selected from one side of the ball. The defensive end spent much of his college career with the University of Washington, but was medically retired for a short time after suffering a neck injury. Latu spoke with CBS Sports during the combine on being told he'd never play again.
I feel like I almost lost my heart and stuff like that because football has been in me since the age of six, and, you know, being told that, like, get you down, but I never steered from the path. I always kept working my passers game, and I told myself that I'd be playing football again.
After being medically cleared, Latu transferred to UCLA, where he recorded 23 and a half sacks in 2 years. Last year, he earned the Lombardi Award, which is given to the nation's most outstanding lineman, the first in the school's history. A controversial California housing law is unconstitutional, according to a Superior Court judge who made the ruling this week. The California Report's Aaron Baldessari explains.
Senate Bill 9 lets homeowners in single-family neighborhoods split their lot and build two new homes on each. The ruling applies only to the five Southern California charter cities that were parties to the case, but any appellate ruling would apply statewide. Pam Lee is an attorney who represented the cities.
We knew that the stakes were high, but we also knew that it was an uphill battle because so many of the laws that have been challenged, in particular cases against charter cities, have just not been met with a favorable fate.
The ruling is a blow to state leadership who had championed the law. In a statement, SB 9's author, Senate Pro Tem Emeritus Tony Atkins, called it sadly misguided and vowed to close any loopholes.
The California Report's Aaron Baldessari. April showers bring May flowers, but April also brings a booming kitten population. Animal shelters are seeing a huge influx of feral cats and kittens. At the Tuolumne Animal Shelter, the cages are full and some of those rescues have to be sent elsewhere, as far as Oregon. Shelter supervisor Sean Scheimer says the shelter is only accepting strays by appointment.
We book out at least 1 month, if not 2 months in advance, and we accept 1 to 2 cats by appointment per day. We try to accept as many as we can and transferred or adopted to good homes.
Scheimer adds that thanks to a grant and the overcrowding, the shelter is waiving adoption fees for dogs and cats and offering free vaccinations and microchipping. You can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique healthcare needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.